We welcome you to the assembly this morning. We hope and pray that you've had a good week, and what a wonderful way to begin a new week. This is the Lord's Day, and we're here for Him. You've been handed an outline, hopefully. If you have not, please raise your hand and make sure you get a copy. I like to have everybody have a copy, not to share with their spouses and kids, but we've run off enough for everybody to have a copy, and I'd like for you to have it because you'll need it during the assembly this morning. So please make sure you get a copy. Jacob and Colin are handing those out for me. Sixty-five times in my Bible, the phrase one another is found. I'd like for us to read those this morning. Primarily, our 9 o'clock service hour will be in the reading of the passages of one another. The phrase one another certainly is a beautiful phrase, describing teamwork and fellowship and friendship. How we feel mutually about each other. It crosses over the divide of the differences between our cultures, our social standings, our economic standings, even our gender. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3, perfectly describing what this one another relationship and fellowship is about. For you are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you're Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. In Romans 12, verse 4 and 5, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ. And individually, we're members of one another. And my favorite text on this subject is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 24 through 27. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Think about how hard it is for those of us in this diverse group to somehow, some way, fulfill the Lord's prayer we see in John chapter 17 of how we are to become one and to display to the world that we are one. John 17 to me has always been evangelism 101. The best way to convert people is through how we portray ourselves to the world. And how we portray ourselves to the world is summed up in the phrase, one another. This morning I'm going to take to heart 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, which says, give attention to public reading. What we're going to do this morning is read as much as we can in the time that's been allotted, the phrases in the Bible that are found that compose the one another words. I ask you to please read them carefully and prayerfully and to consider how they apply to our lives. In Mark chapter 9 and in verse 50, salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. In John 13, verses 34 and 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 15, verses 12 and following. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. These things I command you, that you love one another. Romans 12 and in verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Verse 16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Chapter 13 of Romans, verses 8 and following. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 14, verse 13. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. Romans 14, verse 19. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. Romans 15, 5. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus. Chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Romans 16, 16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 7. Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. In 1 Corinthians 11, 33, therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. In chapter 12, verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, and that the members should have the same care for one another. 1 Corinthians 16, 20, all the brethren that greet you, greet one another with a holy kiss. In 2 Corinthians 13, 12, greet one another with a holy kiss. Galatians 5, 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Galatians 5, and in verses 14 and 15, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Galatians 5, 26. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Ephesians 4, 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, and verse 25. One of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Ephesians 4, verse 32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 5, verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5, 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Colossians 3 and in verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you put off the old man with his deeds. Colossians 3, verse 13, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 9, but concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. Speaking of the resurrection and those who are awaiting the resurrection, he says in verse 18, therefore comfort one another with these words. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 through 11, he's again talking about the anticipation of the return of Christ. And he finishes in verse 10 by saying, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. In Titus 3 and in verse 3, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. In Hebrews 3, verses 12 through 14, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 10, 22 and following. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. James 4, 11, do not speak evil of one another. Brethren, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? James 5 and in verse 9, do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. James 5, 16, confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 1 Peter 1 and in verse 11, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. 1 Peter 3 and in verse 8, finally, all of you be of one mind. Have compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. 1 Peter 4, 8 and following. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5, 14, greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 3, verse 10, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest, Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 4:7 and following, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. In 1 John 4:12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Finally, in 2 John 4:4 and following, and now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the very beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. And this is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. I thank you for listening to those words. So says the Spirit, and he who has ears to hear, please let him hear. As you look at the summary of that text, in those texts, you will notice that love was the predominant phrase, where he says to us to love one another 17 times. He tells us to greet one another 4 times. A couple of times he tells us to have the same mind and to be members of one another and be tender-hearted to one another and edify each other and bear with one another and forgive one another, exhort one another, comfort one another. And he tells us on a singular basis all the rest of them that we've been reading. And I'm asking all in this congregation to look carefully at those phrases, both the positives and the 11 negatives that are also listed. And notice that the most stressed commandment to Christians in the New Testament is these one another commandments. What conclusion should we draw regarding how we interact? I believe we can safely conclude that a true Christian would never allow personal preferences to get in the way of his love for his brothers and his sisters in Christ. If I'm commanded to love you on the very equal that Christ loves me, then that means everything, I mean everything, takes a back seat to our fellowship in Christ. If you first is my motto as a brother in Christ. Let us pray. Our God and our Father in Christ, Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus Christ and what he means to us. Father, our hearts are filled with love because you have filled our hearts with love, with your love. Father, we so often don't know what to say, what to do as we go through life, struggling to know what's best for our lives. But Father, we're so grateful that you have opened your heart and opened our eyes by the revelation of these commands. The simple command is simply to love others as you've loved us. Father, we can certainly do that. That is not a command that is difficult. It's a command that is easy once we understand and appreciate and accept and embrace your love for us. It behooves us only then to want to share that love with others around us, especially our brethren in Christ. Thank you, Father, for that wonderful gift that we see each and every week as we gather around the table. Thank you for the expression of that love found in the very blood that flowed on Calvary. And that, Father, as we see as we stand at the foot of the cross with Mary and John, and we hear him say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do, that we can know that that applied to us as well. For when we sin, we do not know what we do. But Father, help us that we can leave Calvary's cross with the determination that we are going to love our brethren. We're going to love and show to the world what love looks like as we care for one another, leaving aside all of our personal preferences and all of our own desires, and Father, that we will love others as we want to be loved. Thank you, Father, for what you've done for us. Help us to make this a good day for you, and may you receive all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus we pray. Amen.